It's WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. April is World Autism Awareness Month, and that ties into our subject matter this week as we talk about Tryon Little Theater's production, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. My guests this morning are both involved with this production, Liam Daniels, who plays Christopher Boone, and the director, Chris Tinkler. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
By the way, performances got underway last night. They continue this evening, running April 26th through the 28th, and then the following weekend, May 2nd and 5th, and we'll go back and remind you about those dates coming up. I find the title very interesting, to say the least. Chris, let me start with you. It's based on a book, correct?
So it's based on a novel that came out in the early 2000s, a British novel. It takes place in England. The curious thing is that to turn it into a play, they totally kind of disjointed the novel and kind of rearranged the order of the events.
Can you give us a brief synopsis without giving away too much?
It opens with Christopher finding a dead dog, and he wants to solve the mystery of how this dog died. And so it really is his journey solving this mystery and kind of discovering more about himself through the course of the play.
Well, Liam, as we had already mentioned, your character in the play is Christopher. It's on the autism spectrum, of course, and you yourself are able to bring to this powerful role someone who has autism. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's become more of a relatable sort of deal in which I feel like I can truly, like, elicit the character from myself because, like, I can sort of see where he's coming from. Because it's a really hard thing to deal with a lot of the times, especially like in my earlier years. But the whole thing is that with autism and a lot of ASDs, which are autism syndrome, like autism spectrum disorders, they can really be helped by constant help and support from a community. I mean, I've been in like the TLT and I've been doing plays for a long time, and I've met a community like Chris. I mean, he's been my director so many times. Being able to like act under somebody that I've known for so long, it just really helps, and like he's helped me a lot, and so have a lot of other people in my life.
And that was the next question I was actually going to present. You're only 17 years old right now, but you've already had that experience of being on the stage and working with Chris before. Did that help you as you got ready for this big role?
It definitely helped a lot, especially like memorization of lines and just like being able to emote properly. Because I mean, TLT compared to the other theater in town, it's very small. So you don't have to overplay anything or like emotions, and like it becomes really like real. And having acted in both environments, It's helped a lot with how I act in general, and it's nice to have experience.
This is of special interest to me, and I'm the father of a 10-year-old who has mild autism. We have some knowledge of autism, and I hope others that this is in their life in one way or the other consider seeing this play as well, especially with you as the lead actor. This is the Friday feature on WNCW, speaking right now with Liam and Chris, involved with the upcoming Tryon Little Theater production, actually underway now, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Chris, back to you. What are the roles of the other cast members who are interacting with Liam, Christopher? One of them, by the way, is someone we know here at WNCW, Brenda Craig, who is our underwriting marketing manager.
Well, Brenda acts as his teacher and advocate in the play. Then the other two leads are his mother and father. So those four actors only play one role each. The other five actors play multiple roles and interact with Liam and Christopher in different ways during the course of the play. They play anywhere from three to four roles each.
Liam, what would you hope a member of the audience, somebody who attends this play, walks away feeling? What do you hope they learn? Maybe they were unfamiliar with much about autism, being on the spectrum. What do you hope someone is able to walk away with after seeing the performances?
I hope that walking away from the performance, somebody can realize that somebody who does have autism, or as myself, has Asperger's, they can realize that there's potential within that person, because when a lot of people think about like children with autism or anything else in that range, they usually just feel like sort of like those kids, they're capable, but they're not necessarily as like capable as other people, like to do things with their life by themselves. And I mean, Christopher in this play, he does some extraordinary things, especially for somebody who's like a 15-year-old in like crowded city. We don't necessarily know what disease he has on the autism spectrum, but it's obvious that he does have one. And it's impressive that someone who is like that can achieve so much in like such a little amount of time and just grow.
Well put. Where do you attend school, by the way?
I attend school at Thomas Jefferson Classical Academy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well known here in Rutherford County, of course. Chris, before our time runs out, let's remind everybody about the upcoming performances. We're already into this particular weekend, the first weekend, then we go into May as well. What are the times each evening? And then I think, what, there's a Sunday matinee as well?
Right. The times on the Thursday through Saturday evening performances are 7:30. The matinee on Sunday is at 3.
And if someone wanted to learn more information about the play or to obtain tickets, how could they get in touch with you guys?
They can go on tltinfo.org, or they can also call 828-859-2466 for tickets.
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime from the Tryon Little Theater, with the lead actor who we've spoke with this morning, Liam Daniels, director Chris Tinkler. We thank you both for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW, also available as a podcast on our website. That's WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster. Have a good weekend.